أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. In the previous ayat we read where Hannah, the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, made dua to Allah Ta'ala when she conceived, that, O Allah, this child of mine which is in my womb, when it is born, make it exclusive for the khidmat of deen, for the service of the masjid, for your ibadat. And she, in that she was hoping that it will be a boy, that this work is normally done by males who will look after the masjid, etc. But when she gave birth, it was a girl. And she said to Allah Ta'ala, Inni wada'tuha untha. Oh Allah, I've given birth to a girl, and I made a promise, I made a vow, that I will put this child for your service. So Allah Ta'ala said, Allah knows better that what are the great qualities of a girl, and in future what a great boy she will be giving birth to. And that was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, according to her vow, she made the child waqaf for the ibadat of Allah. The person who was in charge of Baytul Muqaddas at that time, Imam Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, her maternal uncle, her mother's brother, she put her in his care, and he looked after her there. When she came a little bit of age, he built a special room for her right near the mihrab of the masjid, and he should keep it locked and be very, very particular about her parwarish, her upbringing, etc. He should take food for her, but he found many times that the door was always locked. He kept it locked, but she ate food by her. Food and fruit which was out of season. Winter's fruit in summer and summer's fruit in winter. So she asked her, Anna laki hadha, Ya Maryam, oh Maryam, where do you get this fruit from? Your door is locked, nobody can come here, you can't go out to go and acquire it. From where is this fruit? She said that, Min indillah, Allah Ta'ala gives me. And Allah's qudrat is above everything. Allah doesn't need open doors or anything. Allah can convey his rosy and tell today where and where little insects, where they are hidden, nobody knows about them, but Allah is giving them their rosy also. So Allah's qudrat is so great. When Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam saw that, he said, Oh Allah, when you can give fruit out of season, so I'm also out of season now. I'm an old man and I cannot have children in this old age of mine. And my wife is barren. She can't give birth to children also. But for you, you don't need asbab. And here we learn the great lesson of asbab. That is the means. Allah has made the means that a man is a young man, he has his health and vitam, his stamina, etc. His wife is also, she can have children, they have children. But Allah is not in need of that. Allah's qudrat works with the means which Allah has created. Allah's qudrat works against the means which He has created. And Allah Ta'ala's qudrat works without the means that He has created. With the means, by and large, we see people have relationship and children are born. And then we see also that many, many people have relationship but no children. Some only boys, some only girls. Some boys and girls, and some no children whatsoever. Though they are using all the means, and they are trying, and very much they are desirous that they must have children, but no children. And Allah gave birth, created Adam alayhi salam without mother and father. Created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. Allah's qudrat is above everything. So Zakariya alayhi salam, a Nabi of Allah, knew that. And he said, Oh Allah, when I see this and my yaqeen even increases more now, so I beg of you that in this old age of mine, when my wife is barren, grant me also a child. وَهُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ وہی دعا کی زکریہ نے اپنے رب سے. امیڈیٹلی زکریہ علیہ السلام نے دعا تو اللہ تعالیٰ فرچائے, قال ربی حب لی من لدنک ذریتا طیبہ, کہا اے رب میرا عطا کر مجھ کو اپنے پاس سے اولاد پاکیزہ, او اللہ گرانٹ می آف اسپرنگ فرام یور سائڈ اینڈ پیور آف اسپرنگ whose character is very good, whose morals are very good, whose deen is very good, whose dunya is very good. Yeah, we are also taught the adab of dua, that we must not only ask for children, but ask for pious children, righteous children, who have good health, whose dunya is good, whose akhirat is good. In the same way, when we make dua for ourselves, and commonly we make dua for others, many times we don't observe this adab. We tell somebody, may Allah give you a long life. That is not sufficient. If it's a long life with all sickness, what is the use of such a life? Where you are bedridden, where you are a cabbage, you are a burden for yourself, for other people, or you have a long life full with sin and all the disobedience of Allah, what is the good of that life? We should make dua that Allah grant you a good life with afiyat and in the obedience of Allah, and work and serving the deen of Allah. In that way we should make dua. Not just, commonly we just make the dua, may Allah grant you a long life. That is not enough. The adab of dua also we must learn, how to, we don't make dua, and when we do make dua, we don't know, and so we don't observe the adab and etiquette of dua. That also we must observe. اِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَا, بِشَكْ تُو سُنَّ وَالَا هِ دُعَا کَا. Oh Allah, undoubtedly it's the conviction of my heart that the dua I'm making from my heart, and you know what is in my heart, and you listen to the duas. And not only listen, you accept duas. You have told, اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, make dua, ask me, I will accept your duas. You said that those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي, those who are too proud to make dua of me. Yeah, ibadat refers to dua. Those who are too proud to make dua, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ, I will enter them into Jahannam. Those who don't ask me, headlong I will send them to Jahannam. So dua is a very great ibadat, which also we are generally neglectful of. Each one of us, because we are sitting, we can think that when is my time to make dua? Do I make dua for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Do I get up to Hajjud time, before Fajr, after Fajr, before Maghrib? When is my slot of dua? As we came for Fajr, we know that 10:02 is Jamaat, so I will be here by 10:02. And we know that till about 6 o'clock will be Jamaat, we are located that time. Which for my tilawat, have I located my time for tilawat? To read my quarter supara, one supara, whatever my I have allocated for tilawat, which is my time and how much am I going to read? For durood sharif, which time have I allocated to read 100 times durood, third kalima, tawbah istighfar? Similarly, which is my time for dua? Have I got a time for dua? Why am I not making dua? And then dua also must be made what is adab, in the proper way. So there are great lessons in every ayat of the Quran Sharif. May Allah let us take those lessons and make our lives accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.